Good Hanny's number one. Hi, Hanny. Hi, Ryan. I sent you that this morning and I'm like, oh man, I hope I didn't wake her up. It just reminded me of you and your doggy. How are you doing, Ryan? How is your thumb? El Papi Del Hoff, welcome. Hi, Sherpent Roberts. Hey, Lena Erlina. Hey, BP. Oh, hell's bells. That didn't work. Well, hello, and welcome to the Dina Jo podcast. I am DJ Dina Jo, your friend, coming to you from colorful, snowy Colorado today. Yeah, spring hit for a couple days and now it's snowing. Thank you so much for joining my show today. Y'all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you. And hit that follow button so you can come in live sometime. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 7:45 Mountain Standard Time, and I'm the best people in chat. Thank you for your continued love, supports, likes, and downloads. Excuse me. Can't talk this morning. Yeah, it's cold. My weekend was good. Went to Montana on Saturday to pick up some cheap parts. Oh, yeah, you've driven there before. I remember you saying that. That it's not too far from you to drive there. Kind of crazy, but cool. I hope you had good weather. I know sometimes it's we had the hay e-bike. Tuttles, welcome. We had the Cadillac converter stolen on the car, and you know, if you can get the part, it's way cheaper than going somewhere and paying for it and then having them put it in. It's insane. But those are so expensive and hard to find. And it's crazy because we were trying to, there was a place in California that was actually cheaper. What in the hell spells was going on here? I don't know what's going on. Cheaper to get it. And they said they had it and now it's on back order. So I don't know. It's like a thing. All the cars are missing Cadillac converters. I think that they should make a law and not be able to resell them. You know what I mean? Or else when you buy a car or something, I know that there's parts that you can buy and have them etched in and all that stuff, but it just kind of sucks. You as if us being, you know, we have our own, it's our private, it's our property. And we have to do all this because these damn people go out and steal it. Makes me mad. Hey, GP man, how are you? Yeah. Hey, Captain Jimmy. Tuttles, did I miss you? Are you there, e-bike Mike?
I think I'm here. Am I here?
There you are. How are you?
I am good. So you had your catalytic converter stolen?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, like 7 months ago?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I had no idea. Mm-hmm. See, that's sort of a scam too, because the factory catalytic converters are worth a shit ton of money to people who scrap them, but the aftermarket ones, they're only literally worth $5. So the problem is when you steal somebody's factory catalytic converter and you put an aftermarket on, it never does quite the same job as the factory one.
I wonder why they, it just kind of sucks. It just sucks. It sucks when any of your, you know, you've been robbed, you know, it's just a violation. It just sucks. Yeah. And you can't find them. And then they want you to go and have it like we can buy it and then he can have the mechanic at work put it in.
Yeah.
And it's cheaper, but yeah, we can't find them. It's hard to find.
Somebody mentioned it in the chat and this was going to be my suggestion is rockauto.com. That's where I buy all my parts from.
Okay.
And they ship to Canada. And even though it's in the U.S., I have to pay the conversion and the shipping. Uh-huh. My prices from rockauto.com are literally a third of what the price costs for me at the local parts stores.
Oh, awesome. Hey, thanks, Ryan. I wrote it down. That's where he went? That's where he went in Montana to go get him? Huh, cool. That's a good, I'm glad. Because we've just been waiting. He's been looking and waiting. And hi, Mama Bear.
Yeah, it's crazy just what these meth head junkies are doing for money. It's just insane.
Yeah, because I wonder how much they actually, I mean, what do they get for it?
I've scrapped probably 500 catalytic converters in my days. And factory catalytic converters are worth anywhere from $100 to $600-$700, depending on what make it is.
Are you kidding me?
No, they got platinum in them, eh?
Oh.
Some of the thieves have actually figured out how to extract the platinum out of them, even though that is also illegal as well. So now there's like an aftermarket platinum thing where these crooks can actually just sell the platinum and melt down the cats. So it doesn't matter if you're stamped or not. It's all
sound. They're finding a way around it in either way, right? Yeah. It's like they're thieves. They'll find a either way. They'll find a way to be able to do it. Wow. I know. I've seen videos of it was like a Lamborghini or something pulling up in California next to this beat up old car. These people jump out of it, run underneath it, grab it, and they steal the cattle out of her, get back in this car and take off.
Yeah, and certain vehicles are easier too. Like some vehicles are just a royal pain in the ass because the cats are right up by the manifolds.
Yeah.
But the ones that are just like right underneath like the driver passenger area, they're just so easy to take off. Like me with my cordless Sawzall, I could get one off in under a minute. Like when I used to scrap cars and do demolition derbies and stuff like that. Like I never went around and stole them, but what would happen is you'd buy a car for $500 to use for a demolition derby.
Yeah.
So then you cut the cat off, you sell the cat to the scrapyard, you get $100 back, you sell some of the parts, get some of your money back. Then after you demo derby the car, you'd end up sending it to the scrapyard and getting your $300. So demolition derby cars didn't actually cost anything as long as you knew what you were doing with the cars.
Yeah. It's sad. It's crazy. It's just insane. I mean, that's like the biggest thing. Hi, Mr. A. You see on the news out here, catalytic converters. And I guess, I don't know, besides that, if they're stealing cars or whatever, but Colorado is really big for car theft and things with car.
I'm surprised more people aren't stealing rims because with the current scrap prices, aluminum rims are worth almost $200 a set.
And they're probably a lot easier to get off, or are they locked? Hey, 4Q.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of people got that one locker on each rim too, right? But with a proper little hammer and the proper little chisel, I can bust those nuts off in about 10 seconds.
Bust your nuts off, he said. Watch out. Yeah, I mean, there's always a way around it. You would think that would be a lot easier. That's for sure.
I could take any car basically and have the whole car stripped down to nothing in about 1 hour.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
And that's without any power tools. That's just me and my, you know, whoever, like my son got really good at helping me with it. Like when we were building a derby car or whatever like that, we have it stripped in an hour and like there'd be nothing left of it.
Yeah, you were saying, motor. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just the body and the motor.
Oh, geez. I know you said like some of the cars are easier to get out underneath. And that's the big thing. Trucks out here. It's just trucks. They get underneath them. I don't know if it's easier just because you can get underneath them and get out of them faster.
Oh, yeah. Like the U-Hauls and stuff like that around here, they have to hire security because everybody's been stealing all the cats from underneath the U-Haul trucks because it's easy just to hop underneath. Oh, and the other day I was talking about my brother-in-law. He works at this place that sells motorhomes and rents motorhomes. Mm-hmm. They had to build a like 10-foot fence with barbed wire around their whole property because they were in there, and my brother-in-law's boss actually lives on property too, so he heard some weird noises at 3 a.m. They were out there trying to steal the cats off of all the motorhomes, and the guy driving the truck, he tried to run my brother-in-law's boss over and everything. Just to steal the catalytic converters.
Oh my gosh.
Like, he almost killed my brother-in-law's boss with his truck. Just to steal a couple cats.
And you think that's when you have to think that there's drugs or something else involved with it than just, you know what I mean? People needing money. It's about something. It's about, and that's the thing. Everybody always says that it's drugs. They're stealing them for drugs, but
Well, luckily those guys end up getting arrested because he hopped in his truck and got in a high-speed chase, which you're not supposed to do.
Right.
But my brother-in-law's boss is actually a Canadian NASCAR driver. And he can handle any speed because he drives like $150,000 race cars around all around Canada. So he chased them down. The cops actually, he was on the phone with the cops and they caught the guys.
That's good. Good. I mean, yeah. I mean, what else is he going to do? I don't know. There's not a whole, to me, it seems like in our town, there's not enough police to, for, you know, people, for safety reasons. The town's just grown so much and people don't want to be cops anymore. They, and or else they get people that shouldn't be cops beating cops. That's a whole nother story. But yeah, it's crazy.
Well, around here now, minor offenses and stuff, the cops won't even come out for stuff anymore.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Yeah, they just don't do that.
Yeah, it's just too much going on and they just, I don't know, not enough cops and not enough time.
Yeah. And you know what? It's just crazy. Somebody, you go out just because of, I don't know, a break-in or whatever, and then you get shot because of it. It's just...
Well, that's the thing. I had a motorcycle stolen out of my driveway a few years ago. 6 months later, I seen the motorcycle sitting in some guy's driveway two streets over from me, so I called the cops. I'm like, my motorcycle is literally here right now. Can I, you know, do something? No, you got to sit there and wait for the police. So I was sitting there for about an hour. No cops showed up. I had to pee, so I ran home, went pee, grabbed a bottle of water, went back, and the bike was gone, and I never seen it again.
Oh, crap.
So I called them back and said, yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, yeah. You can't handle it yourself. Mm-mm-mm.
No, because the bike had literally just been dropped off on the Saturday, stolen on the Sunday, so I had no insurance or nothing on it yet to get it replaced.
That sucks.
Yep.
It sucks. And then when you see it and there's nothing you can do, it's like, no.
Yeah, you know, I've had a meth head pull a machete on me one time. Yeah, he was in my shed trying to steal like my Sawzall and Circ Saw, I guess, to sell at the pawn shop or whatever. And he pulled a machete on me. So ever since then, I didn't want to go knocking on the door where my motorcycle was because I didn't want to know what was next.
Yeah, exactly. And but that's even just driving nowadays. You can't flip people off anymore. You know what I mean? You can't. You have to be careful even who you honk at if somebody's coming into your lane, because God forbid you honk and so they don't hit you and you get shot at. So yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. But all right, I'll quit jacking your show. Have a great morning. Thanks for letting me up.
Thank you. Tuttles. Yay, Tuttles. Thank you so much. Wow, that's just crazy. Our world has changed. I wanted to thank everybody who came in on Friday to the interview and show love and support for A Haven for Heroes. You all are the best. I still have their information on the website. If you'd like to donate or even just see the cute animals, they are on there and they do a lot of good work. So thank you so much for being here and supporting that. So I'm going to move on to the word of the day, and it's laugh, which we like to do. And we need to have that more in our life. Laughing. It is very good for your health. The quote goes along with that: a good laugh heals a lot of hurts. And that's by Madeline L. Engel. Do things that make you laugh. Be around people that make you laugh. There's enough podcasts on here that are quite funny, and a lot of funny people on here that'll make you laugh. So enjoy those people and spend your time with them more. I wanted to play this song. Today would have been my dad's birthday, and his name was Joe. And it is also National Joe Day, which is kind of weird all in itself. So I wanted to say happy birthday, Dad. He loved this song. So here it is. This is for you. You are not BP. Get out of here. Oh, yeah, I know. I thought about that, Hanny. Yes, and to make you laugh, Mrs. Annie J is on the Joe Antonio Show tonight on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 7:30 Eastern Time. going on. Welcome, EAK.
We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there, holding hands, making up the plans, while the jukebox plays Mrs. Jones.
Stewie! Baby Stewie's in the house! Thank you, Stewie, for taking a break from preschool. Let it go now.
We gotta be extra careful.
Isn't that Jimmy? Yeah, my dad loved it. And in honor of him on his birthday today, I'm. So sweet. I'm going to meet you someday so I can give you a big old hug. Thank you, Lerlina. That is me and Mrs. Jones from My Daddy in Heaven by Billy Paul. Miss you. All right, we're going to get right into, before trending, I wanted to play one of these phonanigans again. Since it's supposed to be spring, but it's snowing here, I guess that's spring in Colorado. It's spring is in the air, and she's going to explain a little bit about what this phonanigans is about.
Yeah, because, I mean, here's the problem is Michelle runs an apartment complex, a big, like, multi-building complex, and her son set her up for this phonanigans, and so I'm going to pretend that I live there, and yeah, it's icky because the animals in the spring that are, like, you know, having springtime feelings, they don't have any privacy, so I just brought them inside. And I set up rooms for him.
Can't do that.
Well, I don't know their safe words, but I mean,
squirrels don't need a safe word, but maybe they do. I don't know. All right, this is Michelle.
Good morning. This is Michelle.
Michelle, hi. This is Sarah. I'm a tenant on the third floor. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not well.
Oh no.
I have been trying to work with my neighbors for a long time, and they keep harassing me.
Oh my goodness, that's a strong statement. What do you mean by that?
Well, I just, I witnessed them being cruel to some animals, and I took charge. And I think they still have a problem with the fact that I told them to stop being mean to animals.
Okay, animals, like their pets inside the building? What do you mean by animals?
No. I wake up a little bit earlier than they do. And I think they were getting upset with how loud animals could be waking up early. And it's springtime. So the morning they really pushed it over the edge was there was two bunnies outside. And they were doing what bunnies do. And they were, like, making fun of them and mocking them. And that's just nature.
Okay. So your neighbors, you think that your neighbors harassed you because you're defending the bunnies breeding?
Well, what can I do? Just have them sitting outside and being made fun of? Like, they don't have privacy. So I take matters into my own hands, thinking I'm being a good neighbor, and I bring the bunnies inside and the squirrels inside, and I get them all set up in their own private rooms, and now they have a problem with it.
Okay, now we have rules, but you cannot have animals in the building. There's rules and standards and things like that. And ma'am, you could get a lot of trouble for having animals. How many do you actually have in your apartment right now?
Right now, I mean, last I checked, like 8, but that's going to change any day.
You can't just bring wild animals in your apartment.
For one, they're not staying in the apartment. I'm just giving them some privacy. I mean, this is a temporary solution, and I don't need to be harassed.
You know, you cannot breed animals, wild animals, in your apartment. That is a huge code violation, and you can be kicked out today for that. You cannot just bring wild animals into your apartment breeding.
They're fine. Wait, listen, hold on. I've got them all set up in a really comfortable space. That's fine. Hold on. Let me just check right now on the bunnies.
No. What is your apartment number?
Oh, yeah.
What is your apartment number?
Oh, yeah, they're fine. See, you know what? They're perfectly comfortable. They are really comfortable.
Whoa, this is not okay. What is your apartment number? I will be up there now.
You can't come right now. You can't come right now. The squirrels get stage fright.
No, this is not okay. This is a huge violation, and you will be kicked out this afternoon. I will have the paperwork thrown up, and you will be out of your apartment this afternoon.
Hold on, let me just check. I want to make sure they're still in the room. Let me just check. I have to be really... The bunnies are fine, but I have to be really quiet with the squirrels. Don't say anything. Don't make any noise. Okay. No, there they are.
Are they in cages? What did you do?
Listen, like I said, the squirrels get stage fright. I told them, listen, it happens to every squirrel. It's totally normal. It's nothing to be worried about. She's not mad at you.
I do not need to know the details about the squirrels or any animal doing it in your apartment.
I prefer the term making love.
You have lost your mind. You cannot do this. I need your apartment number and need your full name right now. You said Sarah? Sarah's your name?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm telling you it is.
Oh my god. What is your apartment number?
985.
We don't even have a 985 in the building.
I mean, I could give you, like, our studio number.
What?
Michelle, this is Tracy and Fizz on KYGO. Welcome to Phone
Hey, Michelle. Whoa. You're getting hot.
Oh my god. There's going to be so much paperwork involved.
Love is in the air.
Oh my gosh, you got me so good. I was so mad. I have actually heard you guys do these before. I cannot believe I fell for it.
I thought that was funny.
Denver's okay. Oh,
no, I can't turn it off. Anyway, don't be taking any squirrels or bunnies in your house so that they can have privacy. Leave them alone. You're going to get in trouble. That was funny. She thought she would lose her job. She said that woman lost her damn mind. I can't even imagine. But I had to share those. And if you think those are funny, like I said earlier on the Joe Antonio show, he does those sometimes, but it's at night, so they're a lot more adult than the ones that I do. So give them a listen too. They're pretty funny. So yeah. Anyway, welcome back, Captain Jimmy. So now, since I played that one, it got us laughing. We'll go on to what's trending today. Trending, if you guys like Bud Light, I'm not much. I ain't like Tampa Bay, a bud drinker. And then that, what is it? Tagine, that spice that they put on everything. Well, Bud Light and them are creating a can chalada. If you like chaladas, not Michelada, I guess that's a little different, but a chalada. So if you like that, you can get those Bud Light soon. It says, we're thrilled to be joining forces with the beloved Tagine brand and kicking up a notch with our nude Bud Light Chalada Tagine Chili Lime, which is certain to give a chalada fans their mildly spicy combination they are looking for. So if you like that, give it a try. It's going to be out there. Bud Light's my beer. You like that, Ryan? Would you try the chalada? Chalada, because I didn't know what the difference between a chalada and a Michelada. I get Michelada. I think it's how you say it. So your first line is going to be exactly, BB. That's what they should have had on there. But I guess, and the chaladas are just the spice with a lime and with lime juice, and then the Michelada is more of a, they said like a Bloody Mary minus the vodka and add beer. Is that true? Anybody out there that's done it? I've never tried either one of those, but that's just what I read. But you can't believe everything you read. Oh, Hanny J says yes. All right, perfect. All right, so that's what it is. So if you like chalada and Bud Light, give that a try. It should be out there now. Now, McDonald's on the ice cream side, they have a new McFlurry coming out, and it's strawberry shortcake. But there's no strawberry in it. Actually, there's nothing but artificial strawberry syrup and Oreo bits. So nothing real. It's just strawberry syrup, ice cream, and Oreo bits. But if you like that, go for it. It's out there. And while I was looking at food, you guys, this is some weird stuff. I thought this was a total lie, and I Googled it, and it kept coming up. They're talking about weird food pairings. Now, this one that started this whole thing was a Filipino party food. Okay. Now, it's a hot dog with marshmallows on a skewer. You put it on a skewer. So you have marshmallows, like two big marshmallows, and then a hot dog, and then two more marshmallows at the end. I know, Hanny. That's exactly what I thought. And I'm like, this has got to be a joke. And so then I kept Googling it, and sure enough, nope, it is. It is a real thing. I swear, Google it. And it's gross. You see, these wieners are all charred, and then they put the marshmallows on the end and they eat it. They say that it's both sweet and salty, and it makes your taste buds get activated. I'm like, I don't know. It just doesn't. I have no idea where they came up with this, but they also do like their spaghetti. They have spaghetti, and they take the same hot dogs, no marshmallows, but they use banana ketchup, sugar, tomato sauce, tomato paste, and then they slice the hot dogs and they mix all that up, and that's their spaghetti. I don't know. Out of both of those, I don't know which one I would try. If I would try the hot dog and marshmallows, or the other one with the ketchup and the hot dogs. That sounds more like it would be. Oh, hi, Light Bright. I'm sorry. I missed you coming in. I'm glad you're here. But there was all these weird food combinations. Now, this first one I don't think is weird at all. It's brie cheese with jam, like a different type of jam in it. Well, just like on a sandwich. And I don't see what's weird about that, because I've bought brie before and then put jam on it and wrapped it up in a puff pastry and baked it like for Thanksgiving and stuff. And it's really freaking good. So I don't see what's weird at all about that one. But there's some other ones. Tell me, you guys, if you have any weird ones. It's weird to me, Leva. I don't like sweet and savory. Yeah, chocolate and cheese goes well, so I've heard. That's what I've heard too. And cheese and apples. They're like, you know, apple pie, and then they put like a slice of American cheese on it. And that's on this list too. I've never had it, but that's pretty out here. Hot dogs with chocolate syrup instead of ketchup or mustard. Now, Jimmy, is that something that you've eaten before, Captain Jimmy? No. Oh, all right. Somebody wants to talk to me. I can't say her name or she'll start talking. I eat peanut butter and cheese sandwiches. Oh, okay. Now, I've heard peanut butter and pickle sandwiches too, which is on here. Which is, and there's a lot of them with peanut butter. There's also peanut butter and mayo. I think it was peanut butter, mayo, and something else on there. It might have been cheese or pickles, all of that combination. I know, Annie J. I know. That's why I'm turning green too. Captain Jimmy.
Jimmy. Give me a second.
There you are. There you go.
Hold up.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Can you hear me now? Okay. So to answer your question, I did try a hot dog with chocolate syrup. And the only reason why I did that was because there was, I don't remember the name of that little restaurant I went to, but in Universal Studios, they had this random like little restaurant place, and they had like desserts and like different random food combinations.
Uh-huh.
And I was hungry. And I was so hungry and so bored. I was like, you know what? Give me something random. So the girl came back with a hot dog with chocolate syrup and french fries. And I had my drink with me. I was like, I asked her, what kind of sauce is this on the hot dog? She said, oh, it's chocolate syrup. Just try it. It's going to be good. I was like, all right, I'll try it. So I sat there. I ate the whole thing, but I literally had to chew it back so I won't vomit, because it was just so gross. Like the salty greasiness of a hot dog with the chocolate syrup. I was like,
hot. Yeah, and it's like the chocolate syrup is just not thick or anything. It's not like hot fudge. Even that would be gross, but still, no. Yeah, okay, but you ate the whole thing? I would have taken a bite, and if it tasted nasty, I wouldn't have finished it. There's no way.
I was like, I'm so hungry and tired. I was like, I just want to eat.
You're brave. You brave soul.
The girl asked me, so how did you like it? Did you finish it? It's like, yes, I finished it. She was like, oh my God, you're the first person that I've actually seen sat down and actually finish it.
Everybody, and they didn't give you a trophy or anything?
For real, right?
A picture on the wall?
I get something special since I finished it? She's like, what do you mean? You said I'm the only person who like finished it. You said the most people got through was like halfway, if that.
Oh, like, yeah.
I don't know. Let me ask the manager, see what they'll do, since you're the first person who's actually finished it. They come back like, well, so we can give you some ice cream if you want. And I was like, I guess so. It's hot. I'll take some ice cream.
Surprisingly, put chocolate syrup and some sliced hot dogs on top of it.
Oh, God. Not right.
That's gross. Oh, my gosh. I know Lunarlina says, if you've ever feel like a pear and blue cheese ice cream or strawberry balsamic vinegar ice cream. You know, strawberries with balsamic vinegar are actually on this list. Yeah. And it's on it a couple times. The thick balsamic vinegar on top of the strawberries mixed. And they said that they sell it at very expensive restaurants.
So I'm curious, Dina Jo, have you ever had chocolate covered roaches?
No.
No.
Why?
I tell you, 'cause I've had some before. And honestly, they taste just like a Crunch Bar, one of those Nestle Crunch Bars. There's like no difference in flavor.
Oh, I bet you if you didn't know, like if you were blindfolded, because it's crunchy, like it would be just crunchy, I would think. But if you know what it is, you're chewing it and you're like, oh, there goes a foot. Oh, ah, so, there's a leg. Yuck.
She tricked eating it. I was told it was just like a random like generic chocolate bar, like mini chocolate bars. So I was just like sitting there. In eating them, and then my friend was like laughing. I mean, this dude was in tears, and I was like, dude, what's so funny? He's like, do you know what you're eating? I was like, I don't know, it's a chocolate bar, it's really crunchy, but it tastes good. He's like, dude, you're eating chocolate covered roaches. I was like, no way, dude, no way. He pulls out the box, I'm looking at it, I was like, oh, it's good, I can't complain.
Yeah, I was like, it wasn't that bad. E-bike Tuttle says he had chocolate covered ants, but it wasn't on purpose. Oh, how did those win? Those were like little, probably like a Google cover raisins or something. Yuck.
I've had the ants too, and I've had the what are those? The grasshoppers or crickets? Chocolate covered crickets.
Yeah, and those I've seen ones like the scorpions, like in a popsicle, so you could see them. You know, you see the body, and it's like in a big popsicle, and you just sit there and eat it. I guess I don't know.
I'm curious. I have never seen anybody actually eat the scorpion out of those lollipops. I was wondering if they ever ate it.
I wonder if there's any. I mean, how do they make it so that there's like no poison or anything in there when you digest it?
Right. I don't know. That's interesting because especially because the little ones, the vitamin they're so potent compared to the big ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're not like squeezing out the poison, I'm guessing, you know. How do they get it out of the skull, the body, the shell of the body? Huh, I don't know. I'm not trying one of those. No.
Yeah, neither am I. I'm not brave enough to try those.
I'm got to have the worm in the tequila. I've never done that either. That's
true.
Now, have you done that? And do you just swallow it or do you chew it?
You can just swallow it. Some people actually will sit there and chew it, but the worm itself actually like soaks up a lot of the tequila. So once you like chew on it, you bite down on it.
Yeah.
The tequila just squirting out of it.
Oh man, no. That's gross.
That's practically all you taste is tequila.
Yeah, but the whole tactile sensation in your mouth of little worm guts squirting out all over.
I chewed it. Nice.
Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the scorpion in the center of the Tootsie Pop? I know. And how, what would happen to you afterwards? I know. I chewed it. No, I've heard you. If you bite the worm, it makes the tequila more potent. Yeah. I would guess, right? Yeah. Like you said, because it just sits in there and soaks it all up. That's gross. Mm. Yeah. Bugs. How'd we get on that? That's gross. So any other weird food? See, look at strawberries and balsamic vinegar and black pepper. And they say that I'm served at very fancy restaurants or apparently on top of ice cream or in a milkshake. So exactly like Lunar Lena said. And no, I have never tried it before. I think just because I don't like my strawberries mushy. And it to me, it looks like they would be mushy. Maybe they're not. But I don't know. But this one is popcorn and marshmallows. That doesn't sound too horribly bad. Out of some of the ones we've been talking about, that doesn't sound horrible.
It's very sticky.
Yeah, I would guess. Yeah, to get on there. Let's see, some weird ones. Oh, they just a piece of bread with butter and white sugar on it, and not just a little white sugar, like a lot of white sugar.
White sugar.
Yeah, just plain white sugar. And I wonder if it was like from the Depression or something that they started eating that. Like if there wasn't any meat, you know what I mean? That they used just butter and sugar. They call that fairy bread. Oh, wow, interesting. So yeah, weird. Cottage cheese and pineapple. They sell that at the store. There's nothing weird about that. This is kind of unusual. Steaks with blueberries, like not just regular, they're cooked blueberries, like they're cooked down to like a jam put on top of a steak. It doesn't sound horrible. It just sounds unusual. That's not something I would think to put on my steak.
It actually gives it a, I've actually had that before. And it actually gives it kind of like a sweet taste, like a, it's almost, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a sweet taste. So when you bite into the steak, you taste the steak first. And just as you're swallowing it, that aftertaste, you taste the blueberries. It's kind of like a sweet, I guess you could say it like a sweet and salty taste. You get the salty steak or salty and sweet. So you get the salty steak and then it finishes off with a sweet blueberry taste.
Interesting. Yeah, never heard of it, but again, the saying at expensive restaurants. Now, this one's
it's a very expensive plate. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, this one's just plain weird. It's gummy bear bratwurst. So when they make the bratwurst, They put gummy. You can see the gummy words all throughout the bratwurst. That would be. Oh. How does that not? You know, you would think that those little gummy bears would be molten lava. You know, like you bite into it and it'd burn the heck out of your mouth, just because it would be so hot.
For real.
I don't know about that. Hey, Joel, we're talking about some unusual.
I've actually seen them make that. So every year, where I'm from, they have a like an Oktoberfest kind of thing, party, big festival over here. And one of the things they do make that, the gummy bears and the bratwurst, and it looks just so gross. And like, I see like tons. I mean, the line is so long just to get it. I'm like, how y'all people eat that? I mean, that looks
like it's not like the, and
diabetes,
it's full of
cholesterol problems.
It's full of gummy worms. Like, you can see them all throughout the casing. You see all these different colored gummy worms in there. It's not just like there's two or three. There's a whole bunch of gummy worms in there. I don't know about that. And then we've already talked about
gummy bears and gummy worms, but I would never mix it with bratwurst. That's that ain't right.
How about strawberries on your pizza? Again, with the strawberries, they said that balsamic strawberries, putting them on a pizza. I don't know. It's not.
It
looks like it has cilantro and red onions, and then strawberries with balsamic.
Oh, you just said the magic words.
red onions.
Yes.
Cilantro. Yeah, it doesn't look terrible.
I'll eat it. I'll definitely try it. That sounds so good.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
And then I've talked about this before at Christmas time, because Lindsay Lohan did a commercial and it was milk mixed with Pepsi. Plank. I think it's called Plank. Pepsi and milk. Plank. I don't drink soda.
Did she actually drink it in the commercial?
Who knows what she was actually drinking? She was supposedly drinking it. I don't know what it was. I have no clue, but it looks gross. Laverne and Shirley. Yeah. They did that back then. I remember. Thanks, BP.
Milk and Pepsi. Wow.
Yeah. And they were saying to leave that out for Santa instead of just milk. Give him a little Pepsi included. I guess it would be, if you think about it, what is a root beer float? It once the ice cream melts, it turns into milk. So I don't know. Hey, Creeper, welcome. Good to have you. All right. Well, I'm going to get the 60s music ready so we can start playing that and get on with some music. Thanks so much for coming up, Jimmy. It's been a long time.
Yeah,
glad you're here.
Probably. Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I'm glad I came back to Podbean.
Yeah, it's good to have you. We'll see if you guys are hungry after that. Not for any covered bugs, for sure. Excuse me. Alrighty. We're going to start off with, God, this music just cuts off.
I'm going to jump off
even just
quick.
Slowly.
I'll be back.
Okay. Thank you, Jimmy. All right. I'm going to start off with A Piece of My Heart. It is a romantic love song originally recorded by Irma Franklin in 1967. The song came to a greater mainstream attention when Big Brother and Holding Company, featuring Janis Joplin on lead vocals, covered the song in 1968 and had a much bigger hit with it. In 2004, the Big Brother and the Holding Company's version was ranked number 353 on that 500 greatest songs of all time for Rolling Stones. And it was also included in the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. So there's all kinds of different lists that's been on it. Here they are, Big Brother Holding Company with A Piece of My Heart. I would think so too, BP. They don't know what they're talking about. Yeah. Dear little crazy Rolling Stones. I don't know who is in charge of where the numbers go. They don't know what they're talking about. Janice. All right. That is Big Brother and Holy Company. This is Janice Joplin with A Piece of My Heart off the album Cheap Thrills in 1968. All right. We're going to move on to Rolling Stone. An iconic Bob Dylan song, Like a Rolling Stone, is the story of a debutante who becomes a loner when she falls out of high society. It's a crushing blow, but there's an upside. When you got nothing, you got nothing to lose. Another advantage to being on your own, when you're invisible, you have no secrets to reveal. The title is not a reference to the Rolling Stones. It was taken from the Proverbs, a Rolling Stone gathers no moss. Dylan got the idea from the 1949 Hank Williams song Lost Highway, which contains the line, I'm a Rolling Stone, all alone and lost. It hit number two on the US Billboard Hot 100 and number two on the Canadian Chum Hit Parade. So here it is, Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone. Billy D. Once upon a time you dressed so fine, lose the bump of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? You have to listen very carefully, BP.
He's not selling any
Hi, Hill Club. Okay, welcome. Hi, Lizzie White. Good to see you. All right. That is Mr. Bob Dylan with Like a Rolling Stone off the album Highway 61 Revisited in 1965. All right. We're going to stop with him. We'll move on, BP. We're moving on to Mr. Tambourine Man. Bob Dylan actually wrote Mr. Tambourine Man, which was originally released on his fifth album. Bob Dylan wrote, It was on Bring It All Back Home, excuse me, on March 22nd, 1965. His version wasn't released as a single, but the Byrds released their cover on April 12th, 1965, and it was a transatlantic hit, topping the charts in both the US and the UK. Dylan claims that despite popular belief, this song is not about drugs. Drugs were never that big a thing to me, he said. But saying that in an interview, Dylan wrote in the next verse, on a road trip he took with some friends from New York to San Francisco, they smoked lots of marijuana along the way, replenishing their stash at post offices. I thought that was against the law, where they had mailed pot along the way. He started writing after they got to Mardi Gras in New Orleans and partied there for the night on February 11th, 1964. Okay, here's the Byrds with Mr. Tambourine Man. That is Mr. Tambourine Man, sung by the Byrds off the album Mr. Tambourine Man in 1965. Yeah, if you listen to the words of it, maybe they were doing a little bit more than pot, because not feeling your feet and all that. I don't know. And flying. I know. We're going to move on. For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield. It was written by the guitarist Stephen Stills. This song was not about anti-war gathering, but rather the youth gathering protesting anti-lottery laws and the closing of a West Hollywood nightclub, Pandora's Box. Stephen Stills tells the story of the song's origin. I came down to Sunset from my place in Topanga, and there was a funeral for Pandora's Box, one of the favorite spots for high school and UCLA kids to go and dance and listen to music. Officials decided to call out the official riot police because there were like 3,000 kids sort of standing out in the streets. There was no looting. There was nothing. It was peaceful. He says it was everybody hanging around just because the bar was closing. A whole lot of company of black and white LAPD in full battle gear of shields and helmets. They all lined up across the street. And I was just like, whoa, what's going on here? And that, and this is where the reason for the song. I went back to Topanga and wrote For What It's Worth. It was a number 7 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and number 5 on the Canadian RPM Top Singles. So here's Buffalo Springfield, For What It's Worth. I think people think it has to do with war. Wasn't it in a lot of war movies?
There's a man with a gun over there telling me I've got to beware. I think it's time to stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Thank you, Billy D. Thank you, Hanny. Thank you, BP.
That line's being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. Time to stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say, pray for our side. It's time to stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
That is Buffalo Springfield with For What It's Worth off the album Buffalo Springfield in 1966. We're going to move on to the Monkees. You can bring this up. The Monkees with Stepping Stone. I'm Not Your Stepping Stone. Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart wrote this, but intended it for Paul Revere in the Raiders. The song is about a girl who walks all over a guy, but now he's deciding he's not gonna take it anymore, telling her, I'm not your stepping stone. He's wise to the fact that she's just using him to boost her status. All right. And the Sex Pistols, if you get a chance, they've covered this song in 1979 of their greatest, The Great Rock and Roll Swindle. Their version, which was also released as a single, featuring a snarly lead vocal and their ill-fated bass player, Sid Vicious. It's really good. The Monkees version would reach number 20 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here it is, The Monkees with Stepping Stone.
I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. They're trying to make your mark in society. They're using all the tricks that you used on me.
You're reading all them hot. Hi, Yancy, not Clancy. Welcome back.
The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public seats. I said, I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. Not just stepping stones. Not just stepping stones. Not just stepping stones. No. We're not the
met your girl, you didn't have no shoes. But now you're walking around like your front page news. You've been awful careful about the friends you choose, but you won't find my name in your book of who's who's. I said, I know it's definitely
stone. Alright, well, that is the Monkees with Stepping Stone. And here, it's already playing. This is the Sex Pistols. A little harder. A lot more punk. Ah, it's a little Sid Vicious and the Sex Pistols. If you want to listen to that one, Stepping Stone. We're going to move on, though, back to my list. And it is going to be The Kinks with You Really Got Me. Kinks frontman Ray Davies wrote the lyrics to this rambunctious rocker after watching girls dance in the club. It's not the most articulate lyrics, but that's the point. The guy in the song is infatuated. All he can do is mutter at the girl and how she really got him. In 2015, he told Rolling Stones, "I just remember this one girl dancing. Sometimes you're so overwhelmed by the presence of another person and you can't put two words together." A 1978 cover of this was the first single for Van Halen, who played lots of Kink songs in their early career club shows. This would reach number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 in the US, and number 1 on in the UK, and number 4 in Canada. So here's the Kinks with You Got Me. I like the song.
You got me so I don't know what I'm doing now. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing now. Oh yeah. Don't ever set me free. I always wanna be by your side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing now. Oh yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. You really got me.
Don't ever set me free. I always want to be by your side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing now. Oh yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. You really got me. You really got me. You really got me.
That is the Kinks with You Really Got Me. I'm going to carry away there. We're going to move on to House of the Rising Sun. It's a traditional folk song, sometimes called Rising Sun Blues. It tells of a person's life gone wrong in the city of New Orleans. Many versions also urge a sibling or parents and children to avoid the same fate. The most successful commercial version recorded 1964 by the British rock band The Animals was the number one hit on the UK singles chart and in the US and in Canada.
as the traditional folk song recorded by an electric rock band, it has been described as the first folk rock hit. So here's the animal with the first folk rock hit, House of the Rising Sun. It is a good song. Really? I bet that's, I've never heard that. Thank you, baby. I just got it. We gotta listen to that one. So we're going to, that is the House of the Rising Sun by the Animals. And we're going to do the remake the BP just sent me. And it's by Five Finger Death Punch, House of the Rising Sun. Let's check this out. I'm going to say it's got to be a little rockin'. Oh, wow. It'll certainly wake you up. And if you could see the video, you could see some booty too. Yeah, I was gonna say it's way different than the original. Did that wake you up, Mike? I thought you were sleeping. It's still going. They're taking a breather. Ivan.
suggest you call your dog.
I'm distracted. Yes, I am. Oh, hi, Christopher. How are you? We're being woken up by a little five-finger death punch with a remake of House of the Rising Sun. Yeah, there's some really good in-shape chicks in this video, man. I'm a little green with envy there, man. They are in shape. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. That was very different. I liked it, but I knew it was going to be a lot more rocking than the first one. We're going to move on to Wild Thing. While we're talking, Wild Thing is a song written by American songwriter Chip Taylor, popularized by the English band The Troggs. It was originally recorded and released by the American band The Wild Ones in 1965, but it didn't chart. Owning the distribution dispute, the Troggs single was available on two competing labels, Adco Records and Fontana Records. Both were pressing, were taken from the same master recording. Billboard combined the sale of both of those releases, making it one single to simultaneously reach number one for two companies. Interesting. The Troggs, here they are with Wild Thing. Hey, Taurus, how are you? You doing good? Feeling good? I'm glad. Well, I'm not glad you're in pain. I'm glad you're doing good. You'll get through this. I know you will.
Wow, thing. I think I love you. But I want to know for sure. Come on,
hold me tight.
I love you.
I'm glad you're strong. You got this. The comedian? Wait. Are you kidding me? All right, BP. All right, and BP, just that was Wild Thing. I am so distracted today. Booty and everything. Troggs with Wild Thing. Now, we have a new remake on here. Sam Kinison, the comedian, does this? All right.
Eat less and you exercise more.
Okay, here's eat less.
Eating away your muscle.
Exercise more.
Eating away all of the fat.
Here's your ad for the day.
And you start to store cortisol. Cortisol actually makes fat storage worse.
Yeah, you don't want that.
All of a sudden, you're back to square one.
Yeah, you're back to square one. Don't do that.
People are getting fed the wrong advice.
Don't take the wrong advice.
They're putting themselves down a path that makes it.
Don't do that. All right, now I can skip it.
So what?
I'm falling asleep here, man. I'll tell you what, let's go to a real party. Let's go to a party that has bands and action and women. How many
he would used to be so funny. Hey, John. Aren't you skinny already? Wasn't that great? And Rodney Dangerfield.
I mean, after I make love to a girl, I go back for first.
Well, maybe it's better than that. I might need you guys to bail me out later. So, have a good one. I'll see you later.
Yeah, I think I'll just sit here, finish my beer, maybe just talk to Rodney.
Really? Well, John, I'm so happy you decided to stay on.
Sammy! Okay, this is hilarious because it has Jon Bon Jovi, Billy Idol, that chick who was dancing all over the car, Tawny Contain, what's her name? Oh, jeez. If you guys have never seen this video, you have to freaking watch it. It's hilarious. Sam Kinison, Wild Thing, from the album You Have, You've Seen Me, 1990. That's Sam Kinison. I can't. How did he? What did he die of drugs? I can't remember. Oh my gosh, that was funny. Thank you, BP. So that was Wild Thing. We're gonna move back to my list to get a few more in there. The next one I have is Fortunate Son. If I can find it on this list, there it is. Creedence Clearwater Revival. I know this has been done by a lot of people too. This is an anti-establishment song of defiance and the blue-collar pride, both anti-Washington and against the Vietnam War. Until 2020, Fogerty didn't own the publishing rights to this song. He lost along with all the other songs he wrote with CCR in his contract with Fantasy Records. With the band, when the band signed, when they were struggling, Fantasy's boss at the time, Sal Zentz, I think I can't remember how to say it. Sal controlled the rights and used the songs as he pleased, as long as they weren't performed by any members of CCR. Fogerty seized over how Fortunate Son shilled out and misrepresented, but he had no choice. He expressed his frustration on the track Vans Can't Dance. Fogerty was finally able, he just purchased it in 2023 when he was 77. By then, Fantasy has been was acquired by Concord Music, but he just got it. That's got to suck. Here is CCR with Fortunate Son.
Thank you. And when the band brings hail to the streets, who's gonna point the cannon at you? Hear me, hear me, I'm a son of Santa. Hear me, hear me, I'm a fortunate one.
You'll be doing cartwheels soon enough, Taurus. I know. That was Fortunate Sound by Creedence Clearwater Revival. We're going to move on to Brown Eyed Girl. This was originally called Brown Skinned Girl and was about an interracial relationship. But some radio stations banned it for that line, making love in the green grass. This, God, can you imagine back then? I mean, the things they say nowadays, crazy. This was Morrison's first release as a solo artist. This was his hit during the summer of love when hippie culture boomed in the U.S. and the song provided a fitting soundtrack. Morrison, however, wanted nothing to do with this scene and was horrified when the album was released with a psychedelic-looking cover. It peaked at number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 and the song spent a total of 16 weeks on the chart. Here's Van Morrison with Brown Eyed Girl. Thank you, Hanny. Thank you, BP. Thank you, Billy D. Thank you all for the likes, Nancy. Appreciate you guys.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow. Playing a new game. Laughing and running straight, hey. Skipping and jumping. In the misty morning.
Taurus.
You're my brown eyed girl.
Thank you, Mama Bear.
The Tuesday is so slow. Gone down the old man with a.
Yes, John. Brown skin girl. Thank you, Christopher. My brown skin girl.
You my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing?
La 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 la. That is Van Morrison with Brown Skin.
Brown Eyed Girl off the album Blowing Your Mind from 1967. All right, we're going to move on to the very last song I have for you is A Whole Lot of Love, one of my favorite Zeppelin songs. Let's see a little bit about that song. Whole Lot of Love is the song, you know, by Led Zeppelin. It is the opening track on the band's second album. In the United States, it became their first hit and was certified gold. Parts of the song's lyrics are adapted from Willie Dixon's You Need Love, recorded by Muddy Waters in 1962. In 2004, this song was ranked at number 75, on the Rolling Stones magazine list of 500 greatest songs of all times. And then it's on a whole bunch of other lists. Here they are, Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love.
Baby, I'm not fooling. I was seeing you back to school and way down inside. I'm honey, you need it. I'm gonna give you my love. I'm gonna give you my love.
Later on this afternoon would be awesome. I'll send you a message, if that's okay, Chris. That'd be great. Yes, this rock and roll is going to get you up. Moving. That is Led Zeppelin with A Whole Lot of Love. That is a good song. All right, so BB, this is Brown Eyed Girl, a remake of Brown Eyed Girl. Oh, this kind of scares me, by the way, that this looks. It's by, who is this by? Oh, Real Big Fish. All right, let's see what this is about. Oh, it's Scott. It doesn't. Picture of this does not look like it would be this music.
Hey, where did we go?
down in the hollow. We were playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping. In the misty morning fog with a, ah, our hearts are thumping at you. My brown-eyed girl,
you're my
brown-eyed girl. Now whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Going down the old mine with the
transistor radio.
Standing in the sunlight.
Hey, Jack. Welcome. You got right at the end.
All along the waterfall with you. My brown-eyed girl.
All right, that is Real Big Fish with their version of Brown Eyed Girl. It's funny because the picture looks like Motley Crue. So I wasn't sure what to expect. So that's awesome. Thank you. I'm going to leave you guys. Thank you guys so much for joining me this Monday. I will be back at Wednesday, the same time, same place. I'm going to leave you guys like I always do. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys more than I could say. I say it all the time, and I truly, truly mean it. Have a wonderful day. Remember to check out Joint Community tonight, and anybody else has a show, pop it in the chat before everybody leaves so they know they can join you, and I will see you around coffee. Love you.